The deaths of playwright Arthur Miller and gonzo journalist Hunter S. Thompson each commanded its own moment in the American media, and then, as did the work of each writer in recent years, the stories faded. Weekend Edition essayist Diane Roberts is visiting London, and she's been struck by the attention the deaths of both Miller and Thompson have received in Great Britain.
Arthur Miller and Hunter S. Thompson have taken over the BBC and the front pages of the newspapers. Unfortunately, they had to die to do it. Even the tabloids ran big photos of Miller with his former wife Marilyn Monroe and screaming headlines like, "Gonzo gone!" But Miller and Thompson clearly meant a lot to a lot of British people, judging by the tributes from theater directors, artists, actors, politicians, professors, and editors. I get the feeling they meant more to the British than to their fellow Americans. Arthur Miller said he found it easier to get his plays staged in London than in New York. Maybe that's because the British never had to suffer through bad high school productions of Death of a Salesman. But Miller wrote the kind of plays that tell uncomfortable truths about class, the kind of plays that still get produced in mainstream British theater. Like Miller, Hunter S. Thompson's great subject was the American dream denied, though his literary style was decidedly different. He was a romantic, a cross between Ernest Hemingway and Keith Richards. Guns, drugs, open highways, fast cars, fast prose, Thompson embodied the outlaw genius, the angel-headed hipster, gleefully taking out sacred cows with hallucinatory, raging sentences. Miller and Thompson were, each in his own way, radicals, unimpressed with the power of hypocritical politicians and their moneyed masters. The British always liked the kind of American who's less than pious about America, or any country. But do Americans still like that kind of American? The ironic, the cynical, the critical. A lot of us prefer watching evicted Big Brother contestants cry, buying books by Ann Coulter or Al Franken that we get because we already know we agree with one or the other, or reading histories of the nation that tell us we're great and we're good and we're not descended from monkeys. But, to paraphrase the doctor, when the going gets weird, the weird reasserts itself in the culture. In America, the weird, Ann Bradstreet, Benjamin Franklin, Phyllis Wheatley, Edgar Allan Poe, Herman Melville, Emily Dickinson, Sojourner Truth, Mark Twain, H.L. Mencken, Woody Guthrie, Jackson Pollock, Miles Davis, Thomas Pynchon, Arthur Miller, Hunter S. Thompson have always been the best of us.
Diane Roberts is on a break from teaching English at the University of Alabama. Her latest book is Dream State: Daughters of the Confederacy, Dangling Chads, Banana Republicans, Swamp Lawyers, and Other Florida Wildlife.